Tonight's 3 for the 8 sprint car feature winner, Adrian Schaefer. Adrian, a great run for you tonight. You really had the field covered all night long. But talk about winning here on the opening night of the 75th anniversary of this great racetrack.
Well, anytime you can win here at Williams Grove, it's an incredible feat. Just makes me proud and happy. So starting position had a lot to do with tonight. The track as fast as it was. Our car was just really, really nice tonight and just made it easy on my part.
The other half of that equation is only 14 3 for the 8s here on the evening. A class here that has had great numbers over the years. You've been in this class for a while. What are your thoughts as to why we're seeing declining car numbers on a whole in Central Pennsylvania for the 3 for the 8s?
Well, you know, I think the racetracks want to blame the economy. They did this to us about 4 or 5 years ago when they opened the head rule up. And that really just made it to where the guys can't afford it. So our motors are upwards of $30,000 for a 358, and we're getting $1,200 to win. I guess we're shame on us. We keep coming back. I hear there's a new engine rule on the horizon, and I don't agree with it, and I really think that's going to hurt it even more. There's some more cars out there, but I don't think we're not going to see 50s here at the Grove anymore.
Anything you might be able to tell us about that new engine rule in terms of what you have heard so far?
It's really, in my eyes, it's far-fetched, and it's a pipe dream that they're going to try to get cars back. I think the guys that have left the division already have 410s or 305s, and that's where the cars are heading, one or the other.
How would you assess 2013 for the team, and what are you guys looking to accomplish here in 2014?
My 2013 season, the results didn't show it. We broke out of 2 feature wins. We had a flat tire, which was out of car control, and we had a malfunction leading both races. I think we're picking up where we need to be. I really do. I think our car is capable of doing this every night. Next week will be a different story.